This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China opened the 2022 Winter Olympic Games this morning, pushing back against the pandemic and some nations in the West who kept their diplomats home, citing human rights abuses in China. The Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing was relatively full, though by no means at capacity, after authorities decided to allow a select group to attend events despite the pandemic. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent a welcoming message.
Ni hao, Beijing. Hello, Beijing. Congratulations to every Olympian and Paralympian participating in the 2022 Winter Games.
A parade of athletes marched by, Russia's President Vladimir Putin among those there to watch. The National Weather Service says that massive snowstorm that's been battering much of the nation will head out to sea tonight and tomorrow. But until then,
that fierce winter storm that dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest and took down power lines as far south as Texas is now becoming an ice event for Pennsylvania and New England. More than a foot of snow's accumulated in Rochester, New York in the past 2 days. Emily Steele tells Wham TV she and her neighbors came out together to help shovel people out.
Going up and down the street, seeing if anyone can get out or not get out and shovel them out if they can't.
Forecasters say even after the storm pushes out to sea, ice and snow are expected to linger. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescue teams in Iceland are searching for a small plane that's thought to have crashed while carrying three foreign tourists on a sightseeing trip. At least one person from the U.S. was on board the plane. Employers added 467,000 jobs in January, despite a surge in Omicron cases. This is AP News. An upcoming NBA game will make history even before the opening tip-off. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Back in 2017, Beth Mowins made history on ESPN when she became the first woman to call a Monday night football game. She has another shot at history next week when she calls an NBA game that will be announced and directed by all women. The game is next Wednesday when the Golden State Warriors play the Utah Jazz. Mowins will handle play-by-play while Doris Burke will be the analyst and Lisa Salters the sideline reporter. Between production both in Salt Lake City and back at ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut, 33 other women will handle production. Mowen says she hopes the day will come when something like this will be routine. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Those on Medicare will be able to get free over-the-counter COVID tests more easily now. Medicare will cover up to 8 free tests per month starting in early spring. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.